Mexico has received a lot of bad press these last few years. Numbers are down tourism-wise, but some people are still going, including you and your family. How was it?
It was great.
You just got back.
Yes. We just got back from Baja a couple days ago and had a wonderful time.
Why Baja?
One, it was sunny. It was 90 degrees every day, so that was perfect. Two, it's safe. Southern Baja is extremely safe. There's no travel warnings out on it. It's easy to get to in just 4 hours. If you leave at 10 o'clock in the morning, by 2 o'clock, you're sitting with a margarita by the sea. It's also less expensive than Hawaii and other destinations, so that was a good reason why we went. And the bonus is right now the whales are migrating, and my daughter's in Spanish class, so she was able to practice her Spanish. So there was a lot of great reasons to go to Mexico.
One of the reasons you mentioned is that the place you went is safe, and that is a big concern for a lot of people when they're considering whether to go to Mexico or when they're deciding not to go to Mexico.
Well, since I was traveling with my family, it was very important. I did a bit of research before I went. This is our third family trip to Mexico. It's important to note that most of the problems that are occurring in Mexico today are up against the border region. So if you're flying into, let's say, Los Cabos, or you're flying into Puerto Vallarta and maybe heading a couple miles to some little beach town or a little beach resort, chances are you're not going to encounter any problems. And as I mentioned before, there's really no travel advisors out. So I would consider it very safe.
When we consider safety in Mexico, what are some good ideas?
Go to travel.state.gov and check out the places that you probably shouldn't be going to. So these are the border towns mostly. It's not the time right now to take a road trip across Mexico. 10 years ago, 20 years ago, I took public buses across Mexico. I probably wouldn't do that today, and I probably wouldn't do it with children. So you might want to weigh your options there. But if what you're doing is really just flying into an area, trying to escape the cold, gray days of the Northwest, and looking for a sunny location and a beautiful beach with some great food, then you're fine. You're good. Just fly in, find a great hotel, a good condo, a good house to rent, and just have a beautiful time.
Where are some good places to consider? If I'm thinking about this, you went to Baja. There have to be other destinations that are worth seeing.
Absolutely. Well, just to mention Baja again, if you have a bit of time there, I would head up to a little village, a little town that's about an hour north of Los Cabos. So it's just darling. It has phenomenal world-class restaurants. It's a colonial town, and it's called Todos Santos. We spent a day there. They have a couple gorgeous hotels. My favorite is the Inn at Todos Santos. That's just exquisite. And if you don't want to head to Baja, if you're looking for something that's maybe a little bit greener, you might want to consider flying into Puerto Vallarta and heading maybe an hour north, half hour north, to a little beach town that's known for great surf called Sayulita. We rented a house there a couple years ago and just had a fantastic time.
We've talked about safety. We've talked about where to stay. What's the bottom line?
The bottom line is that Mexico is safe, it's warm and sunny, and it's easy to get to.
Matthew Brumley, thank you.
Thank you, Ed.
Matthew Brumley is the founder of Earthbound Expeditions, and he joins us every week at this time to talk about travel. You can learn more and hear this conversation again on our website, kplu.org. I'm Ed Ronco.